There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, we're recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And I've been watching this show for a very long time.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Joey was the best bachelor this franchise has ever seen.
Really?
Far, far surpasses anybody we've had. I would say Sean Lowe was like the last golden child that everybody loved. Like, resoundingly, we all loved him. He chose the Asian girl in the end. We loved him even more. He was on his born-again version, Christian, middle America white bullshit. So that's how it all kind of turned on him. But Joey... he moved with such intention, and that's really it. That's really what it was.
That's, yeah, yep, yep.
That's it. He really just moved. I was trying to think, I was like, what is it about the way he moved? He really moved as if he cared more about the women and their feelings above his own.
His own, yep.
He really remembered being in their position and moved the way he knew would be best to protect them. Because when you think back on Ben Higgins telling everybody he loved them, he started that trend. Gary followed in his steps last season.
Gary didn't care, but neither did they, I don't think.
But neither did they, I guess. Yeah. You had Clayton sleeping with everybody in the fantasy suites, telling everybody about it, breaking up with them swiftly after. You had Pilot Peter and
getting engaged to everyone.
The whole mess of his ending.
Yeah.
You had Ari, same thing. Chose
Ari,
Becca.
Messy.
Then chose Lauren B. Just, he was so old and knew no idea what he wanted.
Oh, my God.
That was what was so infuriating about Ari.
Yes. Yep.
When you think back on all of that, it really makes you appreciate Joey. And just how emotionally intelligent, kind, empathetic, how he handled these women that at the end they are... you know, shoulder shaking, crying into each other's arms like having this nice sisterhood moment and just really happy for the two, you know, each other. And I appreciate him because he gave us a really, really good season and allowed us to love him.
Yeah.
Because of the way he moved.
Yeah. I agree.
So I just wanted to start there, friend. But
yeah.
So it's a long ass finale.
Oh, my God. I forget every year.
Me too. Like, literally, we do this every season, and I every time forget how long that shit is. Tell me, friend, what are your initial thoughts of this ending? What are you excited to chat about?
Yeah. So, I'm so happy for Joey and Kelsey, and I'm also so happy that they haven't done a whole lot of, like, showy stuff on Instagram. I really like that. I think for some couples it works, some it doesn't. They give me that we will never see updates. We're not going to see vlogs. We're not going to see none of that. And I love that for them. I think they just felt the pressure. It felt like they felt the pressure last night to like kiss and hold hands and do the whole thing. And they just seem like two little introverts who just want to do introvert shit and just sit at home. And I love that for them.
Yeah, I hope so. I feel like it's a no. I feel like they're going to be on the TikTok soon, but it's okay.
I know, I know. And Joey, like you said, is so popular.
Yeah.
So I think
like
that was...
They're going to parade him everywhere. Whoever's PR team is, they're going to do the you know, Tyler C treatment. They're going to have him all over the place.
Oh my God. Or Michelle, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Michelle just wanted to be a principal in Minnesota, but Rihanna was like, you want to come to this event?
Right.
I know you.
Yes.
How could you not, you know?
Yeah.
So that same thing might happen to Joey, but we'll see.
We'll see.
And speaking of what will happen to them, I am so excited that they're going to be living in our two favorite places.
Yo, that made me love them even more when they announced that. I was like, y'all are my people for real, for real. Like, I really fuck with y'all heavy, actually. I knew I liked the two of you.
Well, I liked you.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this move. I think New York City, to me, just feels closer than Los Angeles. Probably the same distance to New Orleans, but it just feels closer.
Definitely.
And I have a paradise idea. I have an idea.
Oh, okay.
We have come up with before. I'm pitching it again.
Okay.
Paradise in New York City.
Yeah.
Hosted by Charity and Kelsey.
Oh, okay.
They both dated the same guy. I think it'd be fun. Yeah. I think it'd be a fun time.
Yeah.
The men are coached by Joey. He's kind of like a bartender, but it's a little bit more invasive. I don't know how we can do that, but it's more invasive than a bartender.
Yes.
And then we have Daughton. I think Daughton has like a very important engineering job. And so I don't think he can actually be a part of the cast.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay. I don't know if he can. So Daughton, I'm not leaving you out.
Right.
But I feel like you're doing important things for the earth. And so we need to have you go to work. But the rest of them go for it. And then we'll have cameos from the Golden Ladies. I know they're busy doing Golden Hour podcast.
Right, right.
You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we need got to have cameos from only them. You know how they have like Ashley I and Ben come in or whoever the fuck her husband is. They have them come in and do whatever. Only golden people come in. And it's going to be paradise in New York City. It's going to be fucking wild.
All the singles of Bachelor Nation, many of whom live in New York. Or even if they don't, fly them in, set them up. And we just see them dating in New York City in the summertime, which is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. We have pitched this. We talked about this. I remember it was after, I think it was James's season.
Oh my God, it was. Yes.
Because it was a whole slew of them that just were in New York. Everybody was seeing them all over the place. They was out on the town. I was like, why aren't they filming this? Why are you letting TikTok get this free content?
Girl.
Why can't y'all monetize this?
And guess what? If New York City's too expensive, guess what is New York City? Jersey City. Just go right over.
Just
it's right there.
Up there. Yeah. Yep.
Film with the path. That can't be expensive. Put them right in. Yeah.
I would live for that. I really would. Because we don't know what's happening with Paradise. I know.
You know,
I think it's time for something new.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could definitely be a more city, capturing them in the city, that life. Bachelor in the City type of thing.
Yes.
I love it. I love it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then my last thought, which I know a lot of people will disagree with me on, but I just have it on my spirit. And so I just like to say it.
Hmm.
I know that Daisy now wants to be considered a feminist icon because of what she did. But I just feel like what she did was like pretty fucking basic. And I think she wants to be considered all like innocent and sweet sometimes and then like strong and this like feminist girl other times. I feel like that whole thing was very calculated. It gave me that she wanted her Hannah B moment. Hmm. And I recognize it for what it is.
Hmm.
I don't want to hate on this girl anymore. I realized last night, I was like, I'm too old to hate on this girl. She's 25 years old. Like, I can't let this girl take up my brain space the way she is. And I love how she said no to being Bachelorette. How she said no.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was better than what she did on the show, actually.
Okay.
But yeah, I just feel like she did the bare minimum. And I didn't recognize it for like this grandiose thing that a lot of other people did.
Okay.
And that was it.
I feel very different.
Yeah, I know.
I feel very different on Daisy. Which y'all talk about.
Yeah. What do you think, friend? What'd you think?
So, okay. First thing before I get into Daisy, I think Kelsey or bus. We've been saying this since like episode three.
Day one. Yeah.
Literally from day one. I remember he used the word striking to describe her. I've never heard that adjective used on The Bachelor in my life. And something about that was like, that is his wife.
Aww.
And yeah, I love them. I think they're beautiful. Yeah, I'm excited for whatever they do. I feel like we're going to see them. It would be nice if they kind of like disappeared and just like, you know, went off and lived their little life. But I feel like we're going to see them and I'm not mad at it. And I just love that little couple. Now, Daisy, my thoughts on Daisy. Daisy surprised me because, you know, everybody knows she was not like our favorite the last few weeks. Not that we hate her, but she, I don't know, I was just always riding for Kelsey more than Daisy.
Yeah.
But I feel like she went out like a champ. I feel like she was the most real and relatable to me this episode. Or me watching her, I felt like she was the most real and relatable. I feel like it was interesting seeing her woman's intuition work and her maneuver how the hell she's going to slide out of this the least brokenhearted as she can. And I personally loved every move that she made this episode. I think she put all her feelings out there for Joey, said all the things to him, said all the things to his family, like left no stone unturned. She was like, I'm not going to look back on regret and feel like I wish I said something. She put it all out there, which was different than how she moved in the beginning, which was very like
protected, right?
Yeah. Protected. So it was nice to see her become this kind of different person in this episode at the point where it really matters. She paid attention to how Joey was moving with her and the things he was saying or not saying. And instead of suppressing and just becoming blinded by delusion, she was paying attention, which I think is different. We often see the girl suppress or just be blinded by the love. And she just didn't let herself get swept up in that and was like really paying attention to him.
Yeah.
I think she knew, which we obviously know, she knew she wasn't it. She also knew Joey was too terrified and I think too run down by this process to have the strength and courage to cut
to
her
break
loose
up with her.
So she had no choice but to take matters into her own hands. And that to me showed the emotional maturity I didn't see from her the rest of the season. And so I was impressed by that this episode. Like it really surprised me. I did not expect that type of moving and maturity from her. I loved her visit to Chelsea I loved her visit to Kelsey. It was not to fuck with Kelsey's head, but it was still a selfish move on her part, but it's because she's like, I need the validation to move the fuck on from Joey. Before I make this big decision of exiting out of this process, I need to get one piece of validation from somebody. And if he's not going to get it from me, let me at least go to the woman who I feel the closest to, which is Kelsey.
The validation meaning I know my feelings are right. He's going with somebody else.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And I know I didn't hear the things I needed to hear from him last night.
Right.
Because he was saying it to somebody else.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And that, I know people probably feel split on that. It's probably like a selfish decision. Leave Kelsey out of it, blah, blah, blah. But I saw her doing what she needed to do to protect herself because she knew Joey wasn't going to do it. He didn't have it in him to cut her loose or to tell her what it was. So she's like, I have to find the answers for myself. And let me at least go to Kelsey and just get that one last final, she only asked Kelsey like one question and she got exactly what she needed.
Well, she asked her like, what did he say to you?
What was your week life and how did, I forget, I have it in my notes, but it wasn't like she was really prying. She got like the one question. She was like, okay, boom, that's it. Like, that's what I needed. I loved her telling him, you're not my person, I'm not yours. And you know that, just her wording it in that way, I appreciated. I loved her walking away from Joey, not letting him walk her out. Loved that moment. I loved her especially turning down being the bachelorette because she knew.
Love it.
We did not need that boring ass season.
Nope.
She gets my invite to the cookout for that one, actually.
Absolutely the fuck not, bitch. You're not coming to my fucking cookout, but okay.
She can get my cookout invite. Joey, drop the music because we did not need that season. Thank you, Daisy, for recognizing and not hopping on every opportunity just because they presented to you. And she knew for herself she wasn't ready for that process and she gave a no. And I appreciate her saving us from that season. And I was just impressed by her. I was really surprised by her. I was impressed. And I personally don't have anything bad to say about her. I really wish her well in her future endeavors. I feel like we're going to see her probably. And I'm appreciative that that next future endeavor is not The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
And what we saw with Joey was very obviously say yes, an opportunity that he was not mentally or emotionally prepared for.
Yeah.
He trucked it through. It's fine. He fell in Kelsey, but we saw him really struggling all season because I think he jumped in. To be the runner up and be the lead is tough.
Yeah. Oh my That's God. We really saw tough. How tough it was this season.
Mm-hmm. This season with season. Him. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and I'm thankful he said yes, either way.
That's the thing. He gave us such a great season. I don't even care.
I don't feelings. Even care. Yeah.
So bad.
I know. I don't even care. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's a big opportunity to be presented and to say no. And so I appreciate her saying, you know what? No, I'm going to go do me. And we're going to see her all over the place, I'm sure, because she's mm-hmm. a wildly popular person out of this mm-hmm. franchise. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I feel on Daisy. I mean, yeah. I really don't really have a bad thing to say. I was very surprised by her and how I felt by her this episode, which I mm-hmm. had not felt these things for her this whole season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then my last thought is on Jen as Bachelorette. I was gagged and gooped, bitch.
Oh, my God. Gobsmacked.
Gobsmacked.
Oh, my God.
And then when they kept showing Maria in the audience, I was like,
I know, in a black tank top or whatever the fuck she had on.
I was like, I still in my head was like, it's Maria. Though.
It's Maria,
like,
yeah. And they're going to do a change. They're going to do a reveal.
Right. Are they going to announce her from the audience? She walks down from the audience to uh-huh. the stage. Like, I was still in my mind, like, there's no way it's not Maria. I just, like, mm-hmm. I didn't see it coming at all. And, you know, I knew she got her little bachelorette bid on Woman Tell All last week.
Mm-hmm.
But I even then didn't think she made enough of a splash to be a real consideration beyond Maria. In my head, it was just, it's Maria. Like, I don't even see.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Any other option.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is my honest, I think it's a lot of people's honest opinion, which we know. Her being the bachelorette is obviously giving third choice. You know Maria was asked. We know Daisy was asked.
Mm-hmm.
Even despite, I don't give a fuck. I think it's beyond time. Mm-hmm. We had an Asian lead in this franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to root for anybody non-white any day. Now, don't get me wrong. I was definitely ready for that Maria season. So I did not even see Jen in the run-up for this.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this is exactly what we want to see. Sometimes you gotta reach over the white candidates and pull that candidate of color up from the depths and give them a chance. That's really what diversity inclusion looks like.
Jen
is just as qualified for the job, but because she doesn't fit the standard and the type that we've seen, she in our head, she wasn't even being considered for the job. And we have to change the face of what that bachelorette lead is supposed to look like. And it starts with moves just like this, reaching over the obvious choice and, you know, giving that chance to Jen. Whether or not Maria said no or I don't give a fuck if she's the fifth choice.
That's what I'm still kind of interested in is the no's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still interested in the no's and why they said no.
And why they said, I'm waiting for that tea to come out. I'm sure it's going to.
Yeah, because I feel like it's diabolical. I feel like it's very interesting. I feel like Maria can be way bigger than the bachelorette.
Yeah.
And same with Daisy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, Maria's going to be fine. We never got Mike Johnson. We never got Tyler Cameron. Them two motherfuckers are doing great. Those are the two. A time like this where everyone is everyone's hyper focused on one lead.
Yeah.
And then we don't get them. And it's like, wait, what? Those two guys are fine. Mm-hmm. Daisy will be fine. Maria will be fine. I'm very excited for Jen. I'm excited for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely have a lot of getting to know her to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope they edit her story well. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was one of the biggest flaws of Matt James's season.
Yep.
Which was, that was a different time. I'm thinking that was, they had nobody white. Well, they had nobody white working on the show back then during his season. Nobody black working on his season back then.
Right.
I'm assuming it's a little bit more, you know, we got a little more color in the production team this go round.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I'm hoping we see better storytelling because that was horrible.
Yes, we saw better storytelling with Gary and Joey. So I'm hoping we just continue.
I hope. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, she's young. She's 25. So I'm a little but I'm hoping we just get to know her. I'm hoping we get to see her maturity shine through. Hoping she gets her love story. I'm excited for her cast of men, which we'll talk about during Bachelor Nation news. And yeah, I'm very excited for this moment. And Maria will be fine, everybody.
She'll be fine. And we'll all be fine watching this season. Jen is still entertaining. She was still sneaking him around, making people mad. Remember, she was playing the piano in front of everybody. Like, she was still making people mad. She was still, you know, doing. It's not like she's boring. It's not like Clayton. Like she's a flop. It's not like Ari. Ari's a flop. He was a flop choice. Like, this is fine. If you can watch Ari, you can watch this.
Definitely. Oh my God. So yeah, I'm excited. What I'm excited to talk about, which brings me back to Daisy, how do you know when your woman's intuition is speaking the truth?
Okay.
How could Daisy know it wasn't just, how do you know when it's not just doubt and fear and anxiety and it's actually like your intuition speaking truth and trying to show you your reality? So I'm excited to talk about that a little later in the episode. And that's it.
Nice.
Yeah. So, okay. Before we dive into the recap, I do have a little bit of Bachelor Nation news.
I know you do.
Kelsey and Joey did an interview with People Magazine.
Oh my God, you read it already?
It was a video. It's like a 15-minute little YouTube clip, whatever you can watch. So, yeah, some little takeaways from their first, one of their first sit-down interviews. So, I'll chat about that. I have a little bit of tiny tea on Maria, why she's not the Bachelorette.
Okay.
So we'll just hypothesize and theorize there. Yeah. And then, yeah, we got a first look at some of Jen's potential suitors. And first thing I'll say, I feel like they have to recast or do a little bit more casting.
Go,
now that we have Jen, gotta go back.
Yeah.
And zhuzh this up a little bit, but we'll talk about some of the, I guess, standouts that we saw from the cast so far. And yeah, that's it. Want to listen to this episode ad-free with our juicy Bachelor Nation news hot takes? Join the Rose Garden over at Patreon. On Patreon, you can also watch us on video. You can join us for our current rewatch of Broad City. Head to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose. You can try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. And shout out to the Rose Garden.
Love you.
All right, let's dive into the recap. So obviously cold open on Joey at the final moment, looking sad, looking distraught. The same face we've been looking at all season long. Jesus. We open to the studio audience. It is the 22nd anniversary, 22nd year, I guess. Which is nuts. That is a very long time, y'all, for a television show to be on TV. That is not normal. That's not the norm. That's like the Simpsons type level. That's not the known. And this franchise has been, I mean, a step forward, 10 steps back, a step, 2 steps forward, 3 steps back, like just toggling with its audience. It's just, it's been a ride for the past 22 years, we'll say. But anyways, we go to Tulum. We see Joey is having, quote unquote, shadows of doubt. When he said that, I laughed. I was like, is that a phrase?
I know. I don't know what that means. Shadows of doubt. Like, shadows of doubt. It sounds like a book in Fabio like on the cover.
Yes. But he's having shadows of doubt. He is journaling about the future with both of them. We get a little, kind of recap of Kelsey, her first night coming out the limo, stomping out of that limo with her fucking clogs. God,
with those Crocs. Those Croc high heels. Kelsey, my darling, my love. Oh my God. Oh, man.
Hilarious.
Well, can I say this? I guess I can say this. I think we said it before. In our DM, she slid in our DMs after my fashion recap, and she was like, Joey clowns these for me too.
Yes, she had a very good attitude about it.
She was like, Joey, clown me OD for them shoes.
Them high heel Crocs, as you said. Fucking Dutch clogs out here. Like, when they showed her again coming out the limo, I was like, oh my God. Y'all gotta just like edit this and cut her from the ankle up, because that's not her brightest, her best moment, I would say. Oh my God. But yeah, Joey says he's been intrigued by Kelsey from mm-hmm. night one. He called her striking, as I said before. Mm-hmm. We see their Vespa date in Spain, the polar bear plunge date in Canada, him learning about her mom. And yeah, he just says she's a light, she's kind, she's everything I wanted and more. When I'm with Kelsey, I see what a real life and happiness could look like.
Damn.
That is the mother of his children.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, Daisy, see her limo entrance coming with the Christmas tree truck. She had a hold on me from that moment. Her smile hits differently. She's been through a lot and yet is so positive. I have zero doubts that a life with Daisy would be special and fun.
Oh my God, how whack is that? Special and fun?
I know. When you now that we know, when like, you watch back, you're like, damn, he was saying it the whole time.
Oh my God, the whole time. That's what you say time. About like a golden retriever you're about to adopt.
Right, life will be special and fun.
It'll be so special and fun. Yeah.
He said Kelsey is a light. She is my light.
I see the life with her. Like,
yeah. So anyways, time to meet Joey's family. We have his mom and dad, his two sisters, brother-in-law. Joey catches up with them before the ladies came, or before Daisy comes first, reminding us he started with the most women ever, 32.
Yeah, 32 people.
I gotta commend him again. He started with the most women.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whittled down to two and wiggled himself out of a process, and all of them love him still.
All of them. Not one of them is saying anything bad about him.
Nope.
Nothing.
Not one.
That is, it shouldn't be wild, but it is.
But it's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild. That took skill. That took talent. That took a man. What did I say? What they're saying on Twitter? Like he was cut by a woman or some shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
written by a woman. Yeah, definitely.
Written by a woman. Mm-hmm. We've never seen that. But yeah, he tells his parents or tells his family how he's been very intentional with his words.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He said, I just told these two women I'm falling in love with them. I haven't told anybody else. And I haven't said I love you. I'm reserving that for the last day.
Do you think
yes.
because this went over so well and he is so beloved and we'll see after too, we'll see like the kind of money he makes after this. Do you think it's going to set a precedent for the next Bachelor in the future that they can't do this other bullshit that these other people have been doing?
I really hope so.
Me too.
I really hope so. I hope the next Bachelor we get, if they reach out to Joey or Josie talks with them, that's one thing that they will take from his experience, the one advice they'd heed from him. And I'm sure that's the advice he would give to them, is be intentional with your words. And it makes a lot of sense why he didn't take the advice from Ben Higgins and the rest of them.
I was just going to say, it makes it, it is so obvious that he didn't take their advice. And look how lovely that turned out. Oh, Joseph, you're doing a lot.
Yeah. And how lovely it turned out for the women.
Yeah.
Because the way that Ben Higgins, the way he said, I love you to JoJo and the other one, the little blonde girl that he ended up choosing, he wrecked those women.
Yeah.
Look at Leslie from Gary's.
Oh, my God.
She's still mad. She's about to throw, but she's looking down at row number two. She's in row seven, looking down at row two. Wants to pounce on that nigga. Like, she is still mad.
Oh, God.
Because you cannot just throw I love yous out there. And we've been watching it season after season after season, pretty much since Ben Higgins' season, since he started that precedent. So I do hope, to answer your question, that Joey is setting a new precedent. We are going back to being intentional with our words.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyways, so the family is, they're very nervous for Joey, obviously. This is like their biggest fear is that, you know, he'll propose and they'll say no because they're not ready. So they're like a lot of the same fears that he has. Anyways, Daisy's up first wearing her signature red. She's trying to make that a signature. She's worn nothing but red the last few episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
This dress was cute. I liked it.
It was cute.
Maxie
with
the little puff sleeves. Gosh.
I saw it. I got so jealous. I can't wear stuff like that to meet somebody's parents.
It was low. It was low cut.
Oh, it was so low cut.
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking way.
I don't know what bra that is.
So
she meets the family. They recap her, you know, limo entrance. She talks about getting the first one-on-one, catches them up on her, you know, she had a sickness eight years ago, lost her hearing, now wears an implant, and just thanks them for raising Joey and just got very emotional talking about how this experience and Joey has changed her life.
Yeah.
As she says.
Mm-hmm.
Which is big words, but I think it makes a lot of sense. He's the first guy she's dated since wearing the implant, right?
Oh, probably.
I feel like she says something like that.
It's only been a year since she got the implant.
Right. Mm-hmm. So for her first experience, this is a pretty good one, this guy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she sits with the sisters. She lays it all out there.
I mean, has the script ready.
Had it ready.
Yep.
Leaving no stone unturned. Mm-hmm. She said, if he went down on one knee today, I'd say yes.
Yep.
I'm in love with him. And if it's me at the end, I promise I will pick him. I will mm-hmm. choose him every day. He mm-hmm. has changed my life. This is terrifying. But they're like, this is, you know, just like putting it all out there. And what's crazy is, because if you remember on the couch afterwards, Jesse asked her, when did she know that it wasn't her? And she said it was from she said it was from the rose ceremony where Rachel went home and it was just the two of them. So even in this moment, she already knew it wasn't her.
I know. Ugh.
But just going, it's like either way, it's like I just got to say everything. Even if I know in the back of my head it's not me, there's still a sliver of hope. It might be me.
It might be me. Yeah.
But she already knew it wasn't her. Woo.
And I get to go to Tulum.
What do you mean?
They flew to Tulum after that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so that's not nothing.
That's not nothing, but I mean,
you might as well go, you know, and not cut the show early. You might as well go. see if you can, like, I guess see if she can inch ahead with the family and see if it really is her.
Yeah. Test her doubts for sure. Yeah. Joey then sits with his sister. He says his only concern with her is he can feel that she's holding back.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes him nervous. We see Daisy sitting with the mom.
Oh my God, and they, like, fall in love. The two of them.
They're both crying into each other's arms, boo-hooing. Oh, Lord. And yeah, she was just very emotional, just saying I'm so confident in him. I'm so sure, but it is scary, you know, not knowing, you know. She's sure of him, but she don't know how he feels of her, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the first time both Kelsey and Daisy were like, wait, it could not be me?
Mm-hmm. Or they're actually like registering that. And the mom was very nice. She said, I would be honored to have you as a daughter-in-law.
That was nice.
That was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, family loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, she gave a great like performance or whatever. She gave her all. She did exactly what she's supposed to do in this final moment.
Mm-hmm. It's tough to go first too. That's a tough spot.
To go first. Yeah. So yeah, they head out. She just kind of thanks him for letting her have the experience, and then he thanks her for being open and herself.
Oof. Yikes.
Not hit with the thank you. Ooh.
I know. Ew.
Ew. Like, I know he can't say I love you, but thank you just feels so dry. It just feels so obvious that, like, you don't fuck with me like that. Like, I love you. Oh, thank you. Like, that's what it was giving.
Yeah.
She just knew. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Now, Kelsey meets the family.
Same day. Do we usually do same day?
Same day. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Somebody put in the comments. I feel like we don't. I feel like either there's outfit changes or
it's the next day.
It's the next day. Yeah.
Yeah. I really can't remember.
Yeah, me either.
But yeah, she comes clearly the same day. Mm-hmm. And before she comes in, Joey tells everyone same thing. She has a brightness to her. There's this light to her. In the confessional, he looks so excited to see her.
I mean, so obvious.
Every time I leave her, I just miss her. I feel so much better when she's here.
Oh my God.
Oh. So Kelsey arrives, looks gorgeous. This hair is everything.
I know. She so really beautiful. Does give Julia Roberts. I haven't thought about it, but that's really what she looks like.
The thickness and length. Uh-huh. Yeah. And yes, like Julia Roberts has like a strong face, like a striking face. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, she recaps her limo entrance and that voodoo doll.
Oh my God. If we can get to anything, selling anything, that's it. It'll be like Sierra's prayer. Like, give me that voodoo doll that Kelsey had.
Yes. Drop that link to the voodoo girl. You're onto something.
Yep.
Oof. And yeah, she obviously shares about her mother and, you know, gets emotional talking about her dad taking care of her mom and just like sharing some of that with them. The mom from Jump, I don't know how they edited this, but whatever. The mom said, I'm impressed with Kelsey's emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing their emotional connection from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was an interesting little like very specific, unique comment about Kelsey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And was asking about like, what's different about you to Daisy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think because she looked at Daisy and was like, you're doing the Bachelor formula.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not saying anything different. So like, who are you for real?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What's unique about you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Kelsey sits with the sisters. They're just, you know, what makes you compatible? Do you mm-hmm. feel like you're ready to be married? When they ask her, do you feel like you're ready to be married? She says, I don't think it's something like I need to be married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not like a timeline or anything like that. But if it's the person, then yes, if it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They ask her then, if he proposed to you, would you be ready? Mm-hmm. She goes, I think so.
I think so. Yeah.
I said, Kelsey, girl, we not about to drop the ball this late hour.
This late. You already sent that stupid ass note. You already terrified this man.
Yes.
Please.
Oh, my God. They don't want to hear no wishy-washy. No. I thinks. I believe. I believe. I think. They don't want to hear that.
Mm-mm.
We need just confidence. Yes, he proposes today. I'm saying yes to today. Like,
mm-hmm.
So that had me scared for a second, but I was like, whatever. She's nervous, you could tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now Joey sits with the sisters and mm-hmm. they tell him this.
Yeah, yeah. In a nice way. They did not really throw her under the bus the way they thought they were going to.
Right. They one of the sisters even was like, in Kelsey's defense, I think she was nervous.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they did point out that Daisy didn't have to ask her and she said it. Kelsey, mm-hmm. it was a little wishy-washy. And so Joey now is saying, he's like, I just wonder if it's just an infatuation. It's not anything deeper. Like, mm-hmm. is she just infatuated with me and us and this idea? Kelsey sits with the dad. He also asks, he used the same word, infatuation. Is it just an infatuation? And then asked her, you know, you are one of two.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Aww.
And yeah, this is like the first time she's thought about it.
She's ever thought about it. Yeah.
I know. And I just immediately started bawling. Mm-hmm. It was like, Daisy's an amazing woman.
Yeah.
But it would be so hard if I'm not chosen because I just see it so clearly with him.
With him, yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, with the mom, same thing. They were talking about mm-hmm. the potential heartbreak. And she said, I do have peace in my heart that if it's not me,
mm-hmm.
he will be really happy with Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very nice. I think it mm-hmm. is easier knowing that you like the other woman. Right.
You know what? Yes.
She's a great woman.
Yes. One. I think we've seen in the past, I can't remember who, but we've seen in the past, with Clayton. They were like, they're so mm-hmm. opposite of me.
Gabby and
Rachel. Gabby, Rachel, and Susie. Yeah. All of them were so different.
So different.
And Rachel was like, I cry at a drop of a hat. Gabby doesn't care about anything. What are you talking about? You're falling in love with both of us. That was so confusing for them.
Yeah.
I think these two girls being like so similar in demeanor and mm-hmm. like, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. And they like each other so much that it does make it easier.
It does. Yeah. Yeah. They're both, you're looking at your competitor and she's also sweet and kind and like very regular. That is nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can trust what he's saying too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Cause he's not, with somebody completely opposite, but it's like, but I love you.
Yeah. Great. Right.
It's like, how do you love, but you also like, it just doesn't make sense generally. Yeah. So another great meeting of the family.
Mm-hmm.
No issues. He walks her out and talking about how, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh my God. I haven't believed him for weeks. I don't know. Oh, it's just such a hard decision. He's rocking back and forth in the chair.
Please. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's so true. Oh God. Okay. Quick aside. Did you see that random little commercial for Vanderpump Villa?
I tried not to, but I did.
It looked like a reality White Lotus meets Below Deck. So
we'll no see. One's watching this, Lisa. You made enough money off of those other people who are drowning. All of them are in turmoil. You don't need to make any more money. You need to sit down.
We don't need this. We really didn't need this.
We don't need this from you.
Yeah. We also get back to the studio audience. We see Susan and Kathy.
Yeah.
Their new podcast coming and good for them. Love them.
Love it.
Happy for them. I want to see them, as you said, sprinkled around and given advice and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, Daisy and Joey have their last day together.
Mm-hmm.
And they give Daisy the spiritual sweat lodge date.
The no talking date. The mute date.
Oh,
the
Lord.
Todos en Español date. Girl, I was like, oh, they set her up. They're not even giving her a moment to say.
She's sitting there with a heavy heart.
Dude, she's like this.
So much to say.
Wide, like.
Oh, God. They gave her the ill setup. The
ill setup, bro.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But that they had her in confessionals every 2 seconds, bearing her soul.
Wet, sweating.
Yeah, and saying all the things. But she can't say it to Joey because they're in this spiritual, sacred environment. Yeah. Damn, they set her up. Oh, my God.
That spiritual date is only good if you have fantasy suites next.
Yeah, at this late stage, this is too late for this type of date. This is too late. This is so unfair.
Like, it's unfair because there's so much like energy that happens in those spiritual places and those spiritual. Yeah. And then if you don't have like a private moment after to explain yourself, it's so bad.
It's not good.
Oh, gosh.
They got to move this date up. Yeah. Not at this late stage.
Yeah.
1,000%. So yeah, going into the date, Daisy's like, I need reassurance. She keeps saying like, I don't know where he's at. Like, this mm-hmm. is a date where she needs to hear things from him.
Yeah.
And they set her up on this. So yeah, they're in this little sweaty lodge, you know, the guy's heating up the stones, drumming, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's very frustrated in her confessional. She literally mm-hmm. says, I'm frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been talking all day to everybody else,
mm-hmm.
i.e. mm-hmm. producers. And I just want to talk to him. And there's so mm-hmm. much I want to tell him. And she's not able to do that. And then they get this great little bite from her.
Such a good one.
Such a good one. Where she's like, I want to tell him that I love him and that it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts crying. And the producer asks, you know, what about it hurts? And she's like, it hurts that he's not sure of me. And I felt that for her.
Me too. I was like, girl, because he's not going to choose you, girl. That's crazy. Yeah.
And she knew. You can see in her eyes that she knows.
She knew. Yeah.
And she can't help how she feels. She still loves him. And so mm-hmm. it just hurts. Mm-hmm. This. What am I to do with this love?
Yeah.
Like, what am I? It feels so misplaced because he doesn't feel the same way back. So I'm just mm-hmm. sitting here with this. So sad.
Yeah, that was sad.
There was another part when they were in the sweat lodge where she kind of like looks up at him and mm-hmm. he's looking.
Oh, no, girl. He's looking straight at them hot coals. Nope.
He's not trying to cast this eye contact.
No. You said you like spiritual shit. Sounds good, girl. We in the mode. Namaste.
Oh my God, the averting of eye contact. Oh, that's so sad. I feel so bad for
me. Me too.
I feel so sad. So yeah, she, again, in the confessional, she's all in her head. She's like very anxious. Like this to me also, which I already knew was going to be Kelsey the whole time, but that also is the sign when the runner up or when the one of the girls feels so anxious and so nervous.
Yeah.
That's not coming from nowhere. Mm-hmm. That's not just them being anxious in their head. Like Rachel too. Rachel damn near.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Almost self-sabotaged the last day, but it wasn't sabotage. Yeah. She really couldn't help her nerves because mm-hmm. she knew it wasn't her.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelsey this whole time has been so bubbly, so confident. And it's the feeling that he gives her. He mm-hmm. allows her to feel confident mm-hmm. in a way that Daisy and the rest of them have never really felt that confident with
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So they get out of the sweat lodge. They got to do this little exercise where they say their desires and like throw something into the coal or something. And Daisy says, I'm excited to keep learning about you and growing together and just seeing where, you know, this can go.
Mm-hmm.
Joey said,
good luck, sis.
Hope all is well in the future. Like,
good luck on Hinge.
Oh, God. My desire is for both of us to find true happiness, whether that's with each other or in general. Ugh. I feel lucky to have gotten to know you, and you deserve nothing but the. I mean, that is.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. I'm not going to do this dress up and, like, no. Have you try and fake your this. I really like how Joey did this, too. He was, like, very slowly but surely breaking up with her.
Yeah.
I appreciated this. This was nice. Oof.
Yeah.
And I think as your lessons learned is, like, her intuition was kicking in. Not only does she have Joey not reassuring her, but she also has producers trying to reassure her to stay there.
Yeah.
To, like, get a storyline going. So she has all these people telling her all these misconstrued things. And then on camera with the boom and the people, he's like, well, I hope you have a nice husband in the future because it ain't me.
It ain't going to be me.
Yeah.
Ooh, and as soon as he finished saying that, she immediately knew.
She knew.
She immediately knew. She couldn't even hide it on her face. Mm-hmm. She couldn't really look him in the eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, she really knew.
I think this is when she started plotting to be the Bachelorette. I think she was like, okay, if I have to do this, if I have to do the rest of this, I'm going to plot and I'm going to do this the way that I want to do it. Absolutely. Yeah. Because she's seen the show 1,000 times. She has been watching the show.
She has seen it. Yeah. I don't know if I give her that much credit to be that smart and conniving, because she's so, to me, this, she showed up at this moment, the this episode, the most mature I've seen her. I don't know if she, I feel like she was just finally living in that maturity and was, like, trying to look out for herself. I don't know if she was sitting and plotting.
I think she was sitting and plotting because she involved Kelsey. She didn't have to involve Kelsey. She could have broke up with him her night date.
Yeah, but I think she was still holding out hope. That was still her.
Why would she still hold out hope if he said, I hope is with whoever we want to be
with? Girl, I don't know.
Why would she do that? I don't think she had any. And I think she was like, okay, you know what? Who is my Jesus? Hannah B. I got to get a Hannah B moment. Mm. Let me walk off by myself.
Yeah.
I think she wanted it. And I, you know, we talk all about how much we love Maria, and you talk about how much she was plotting and planning all season.
Definitely.
So, whatever, it's fine. But
I hear you. I definitely hear that theory. I hear that,
you know,
that way of doing it. I didn't see that necessarily.
Yeah.
And on another note, I feel like Joey's been, like, perfect this whole season. This is where he maybe messed up, I think.
You think?
He should have sent Daisy home that night.
Yeah.
After he looked at them coals and said, I wish you the best, and she started crying, and he knew she knew, and she knew that he knew that she... What are we doing here?
I know. What are we doing?
If there's any time to bow her out and walk her away, it's... You knew... Joey. So anyways, time for their final night.
Yep.
She trying to have a change of tune. She's like, I'm trying to go in confident. I want to tell him I love him. I just want to lay it all out there. Have no regrets. And he comes over to her place. They kind of recap the day, meeting his family, blase, blah. She shares with him again how he's changed her, or she says to him, I guess, for the first time, how he's changed her life. And then says to him, the truth is, I do love you. Obviously, he's not going to say it back. She already knew. She wasn't expecting to hear it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which she said. He kind of just said, it feels so good to hear. It means so much to me. But she says in her confessional, she's like, you know, I didn't expect to hear anything back. But, you know, he doesn't give much validation, which is terrifying. Which... That again, it's like she was getting all the signs.
Yeah.
Kelsey's never said that. Kelsey literally sat on the couch afterwards and said it wasn't a hard process for her because she was validated every step of the way. That was one of the wildest things she said on the couch. I was like, this shit was easy for you? What? Because he let her know without letting her know that he loved her. And Daisy was like, he don't really validate me, so I'm terrified. And then, yeah, Joey goes off on this rant of nothingness,
It's not right. It's not you. It's me. Yeah. Literally, that's what he said.
Basically. And I know I got to make a decision, and it's killing me to hurt one of you guys, and just talking in circles and circles and circles. And what he wasn't doing was talking about a future with her.
Nope.
And again, she said in her confessional, he was being very measured and careful.
Yeah, yeah.
She clocked immediately that he wasn't talking about the future. He was just talking about how hard it is, this decision, and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, he, again, it's so obvious now watching it back. He says, thank you for being you.
Oh, my God.
You've never made me feel like you haven't been here for me. So thank you.
Oh, my God.
Oof.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, she walks him out, and then she says in her confessional, if I'm being 100% honest, I don't think it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Kelsey, her final day.
Oh, my God. He's smiling. He's beaming. He's like, it's so special with her. This bitch runs up in some Birkenstocks. I said, oh, that's really your man. Birkenstocks. I was like, oh, Lord.
I loved her little cover up, her little beach.
It was cute.
Like crochet little cover was cute.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they have a little spa day. They're massaging each other. They get the opportunity to laugh and to talk and to have fun.
Like, what did I say? I said, oh no.
Damn. Y'all already knew.
Oh God.
They already knew the ending that they were gonna get, and they had to just like feed into it as much as they could. For their final night, you could just tell the way Joey looks at Kelsey is just different.
Oh my God. Yes, so much is in his face.
I feel like he's the one who's infatuated, if anybody.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He is just, like, in awe of her beauty and just, like, her presence and, like, everything.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Talk about the family meeting. She clarifies the marriage question.
Because that producer said, excuse me, miss. We cannot have this. We need you in a proposal. We already have your white dress.
Right.
Style spotter already saw it. It said, look up for pricing. I said, oh, Lord, they set her up with a wedding reception dress.
A literal wedding dress. Like,
absolutely not. God. Do this up right now.
Yeah. So she lets him know what she meant is marriage is not a box. She's just trying to check. She's ready for this because it's him, and it's because she sees herself with him, and that's it. She's not like here obsessed with the idea of marriage. And then yeah, she gets very emotional again, talking about the fear of being against, you know, up against Daisy, and you know, she's like, I don't like thinking about it. And he looks her dead in her eyes and says, I don't want you to think about it either.
I'm sorry, Daisy. Oh, God. Right.
I mean, that's all she needed to hear. He looked her dead in her face and says, you don't need to think about that. I want you to continue believing that it can be there, that it can be us. I don't want you thinking this way or feeling this way. Who?
Doesn't that seem simple as a lead to do? Maybe. I don't know what's going on with these past leads. Now that we're looking
I don't know what they was doing.
I don't know. Is it the decisiveness? Because Clayton falling in love with Susie, Gabby, and Rachel was preposterous.
It's just ridiculous.
That was so dumb.
So ridiculous, yeah.
Or is it just they're not ready for marriage? Because this guy's ready to like lock it down with her. He's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
I think it's partly that. I think it's what we're seeing with Joey is a lot of times he's thinking more about them than he's thinking of himself. He's really moving in a way to protect them because he remembers. He has not forgotten because it's so fresh because he was just with Charity a month ago filming. Like, it's so fresh to him. I want to treat them the way I hoped that I was treated. And that, I guess, I think Charity treated him well.
She did a good job. Yeah.
Towards the end as well. But he is thinking, he's spending a lot of his time thinking about them and the protection of them in a way that the leads previously didn't.
Yeah.
They were just throwing out words, just saying what they needed to do to get to the next stage with the girl. Very indecisive, very unsure about themselves. Like, he is trying to make the right decision.
Right.
He's not trying to do this again. In a way that I don't even think the weight of that held for Clayton when he slept with all of them and then told them about it and then broke up with them and then was chasing after Susie. It was insane what he did. It was insane.
Yeah, he couldn't make a decision.
Thinking of himself.
Shit. Yeah.
He was only to get up in front of these ladies and say, I slept with you yesterday, Gabby, and I slept with you the other day, Rachel, and actually I'm in love with Susie. He's only thinking about himself and his own conscience and getting it off his chest.
Yeah,
he never thought about them.
Right, right, right.
And Joey is so in his head thinking about them and like so like, which I think kind of like with to part of the fault, I think, where I said he kind of messed up, I think, with Daisy is this process had like ran him ragged. I think he was spending so much time thinking about everybody else but him.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, he really didn't have the courage, the wherewithal to even let Daisy go because he didn't want her to, he didn't want to heartbreak, you know, crush her heart in that epic way. And I think he just, I don't know. I really don't know, but I think he just like didn't have the energy to like think of anybody else.
Yeah, I think he didn't have the energy either. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like this final moment with Kelsey, he says nothing to her to insinuate that he has any doubt.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't insinuate to her that he's even weighing his options.
The word hard never even came up.
No.
All easeful.
All easeful. The only thing he's not saying to her is it's you.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying everything else but that. And I think that was very clear to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Time for the proposal day.
Yep.
Joey's feeling good.
Yeah.
He is talking about Daisy, how she's, you know, confident. She gets into her core. We see Daisy sitting in her house dress.
Oh my God.
Journaling,
that dress,
bitch.
Was crazy. I was like, is that what she gonna show up in? A rayon spandex poly blend?
Yeah, her little house Sunday dress. Journaling like she ain't got nowhere to go.
And a claw clip.
And a claw clip. Feet kicked up on the veranda journaling about how she's about to lose the love of her life. Like, and then he's talking about Kelsey. Oh, she's so sweet. She has such a big heart. Mm-hmm. There's something about her that pulls me in. And meanwhile, she is in the mirror with her wedding dress.
Heading this wedding reception dress.
Ostrich feather ass white reception dress. Just the juxtaposition of the two of them, I was like, oh my God. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
So Joey meets up with my main man, Neil.
Oh, man.
The way that he used to abuse them injectables, girl.
And the self-tanner. I remember him
self-tanner.
Like a horse. Like, he was so just dark.
Dark and shiny.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Someone please DM us some pictures of, like, Neil Lane circa Ari season.
Oh my God.
I would love to just see what he looks like, because we used to clown the shit out of him. And now I'm like, look at Neil, man, looking good. Looking his age, looking like he sleeps well, he's drinking his water, looking like, not obviously he's getting work done, but he's obviously getting work done, but it's not like so obvious.
Yeah, I wonder if that's because he's the work that was done back then has now settled into his age now.
No, maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. Kind of smoothed and evened out now. Yeah. Oh, my God. Joey picks out a beautiful radiant cut ring.
A gorgeous.
Gorgeous ring. Good job, Joey.
It looks so expensive. Oh, my God.
It's great. Had a little side diamonds as well.
Yeah, love it.
Beautiful. So, yeah, Kelsey, she's dressed, ready to go. Daisy is still pacing in this house dress. Talking about how last night felt off and I don't know what's happening and so unprepared, not ready for this day, because she knows it's the end. It's just the end. Yeah, and she says he kept reassuring how special I was and how much mm-hmm. I deserved the best, which to me just felt like he was preparing me for today.
Yep.
So she finally gets dressed. She heads out. Mm-hmm. She says, maybe I'm wrong. You know, I do love him so much, but it hurts so much. So something about that don't feel right.
Yes. Yeah. That was another intuition coming through. That she's like, mm-hmm. it shouldn't hurt like this. I'm hurting.
Shouldn't feel like this. Yeah. It's yeah. painful. So we see her walking down the hall. Where's she going to go?
Didn't love this dress. I'm not going to lie. Didn't love
it. Wasn't my favorite either. Yeah,
it wasn't. And I was talking to Tracy this morning and she was, mm-hmm. we were both saying how she needed shapewear just to smooth it out.
Yeah, it was not forgiving.
It was showing her whole anatomy. We don't yeah. need to see all your whole thing. Like, just smooth it out a little bit. But I wouldn't put on shapewear either if I was getting broken up with.
Broken up with, girl, you're going to get me as I come, Joey. Belly out and all. Take my shoes off, shuffle back to the SUV barefoot. I ain't doing this.
God. Wow.
Yeah.
We all know how Natasha would show up. Bonnet on.
Joey, I already know what time it is. I'm going to just make this easy for the two of us. I'm going to head out. I wish you the best. I love you. I truly do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to head out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For me, it was even the shapewear. It was the top. The
mesh.
Not even the mesh. Just a tube top is hard.
Yeah, a tube top is hard.
I always want to just like pick it up.
Yes.
Just want to help her out. Like, it just feels uncomfortable. I feel like she just wants mm-hmm. to, like, you know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. wiggle.
She does it. It just looks like, it just always looks like that with a tube dress. Not my favorite.
Yeah.
So anyway, she, you know, we see her walking down the hall. She goes to mm-hmm. knock on a door, presumably Joey's door. I thought it was
yes,
Joey.
Yes, I thought so too. And I was like, he can't take this. He's just not going to answer.
Because she has to knock like, she knocked.
She knocks like the police, girl.
It's the popo. She really did. Oh, Kelsey took her sweet time to open this door.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was a big surprise that she landed at Kelsey's door. Mm-hmm. And the way that Kelsey just burst into tears immediately. I got chills.
You did?
I did.
I didn't.
I really did.
First of all, if I'm going up to go see who I presumably think is my man, this is my last shot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this could be my man or not. I open up the door and the other bitch is wearing a full-blown wedding dress. I am turning around and fighting production. Y'all set me the fuck up with this crazy-looking fucking $79 Lulu's dress and got this bitch wearing a feathered wedding gown.
Feathered wedding dress.
I'm fighting everyone.
I really wish she turned and just looked in the camera like, y'all for real? Y'all really for real? Huh. Okay. Yes. Bet. And then just storms off.
Just left.
Oh, that would have been my bitch. Oh my God. That would have been everything.
That's what shit I would have done, though.
I feel like Maria would have pulled that shit.
Oh,
Maria
would have
saw that white dress and just turned.
She
would have
shut the door.
Like,
she would have shut the door on her. And then, like,
I'm out. Absolutely not. Oh, God. But I got chills seeing Kelsey burst into tears, see them, you know, hug each other. Daisy's crying. It's very real. This is my competitor. Mm-hmm. I love this bitch. Mm-hmm. I respect this girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm competing with her, I love her. And that was just, it was just a real moment seeing mm-hmm. them like, fuck, it's the two of us. And what you got to tell me? I don't think it's good.
Yeah.
Like, either way, this is not going to be good for somebody. I don't know how, but.
Right.
So yeah, they sit and chat. Daisy asks Kelsey, how was your week? And like, you don't mind me asking, like, you know, any other details or whatever? I didn't mind it. I really didn't.
Oh, you're going to sit down. You're going to knock on my door as if you have a warrant. Show up and sit on the couch and then question me?
Mm-hmm.
I have questions for you. Why are you here?
Yeah.
What? Why are you trying to insert yourself into my proposal day? Because this is clearly my proposal day. You see what you wear, you see what I'm wearing. So what? I was very annoyed. But if you liked it, though, I see why you liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, because I'm trying to put, if I'm Daisy, right?
Mm-hmm,
I'm going through these last days. I've known from last row ceremony it wasn't going to be me. And he's saying everything else but that. So I'm still just hanging on to a sliver that it could be me. That's kind of the mm-hmm. cruel part of it, which is mm-hmm. where I'm like, I wish Joey just let her go. Because he's, at this point, she's just hanging on to a sliver. She can't mm-hmm. send herself home yet because he hasn't sent her home. So she's like, it could be me. So I just feel like she was trying to, how do I get out of this the least heartbroken as possible?
Yeah.
Let me get the validation I need. I think Kelsey can give it to me. Mm-hmm. I think it will land the nicest on my heart, the most gentle. Mm-hmm. Hearing her, someone I love and respect, say that he's validated me and I have no concerns. We had a great week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is basically what she said. I had a great week. He gave me I felt a lot of validation, she said.
Mm.
And Daisy said, mine was different. Mm-hmm. Our day felt a bit off. There was something missing and there was no form of validation.
Yep.
So yeah, she knew. She said, I really think it's Kelsey. I'm not going to just walk away right now because, you know, what if it's not? Again, still hanging on to that sliver.
Yeah. Oy, oy.
Which is why she, you know, I guess still went into the final,
still walked up.
Mm-hmm. Did the whole walk, yeah. Now, time for the proposal or the final, you know, whatever. We see Daisy riding an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
We see Kelsey riding an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
We see Daisy and Kelsey, together riding in the same motherfucking SUV.
Uber pool.
Hands clasped together.
That was wild.
I mean, I gasped.
I was like, the impact of the Barbie movie. Oh my God. This is wild. Feminism is going crazy. This is crazy.
God. Me and my mom looked at each other like, like, have not seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Daisy comes out walking down the beach first, obviously.
Yeah.
And meets Joey.
Did you notice as well? No Jesse. Talking about, Daisy, how are you?
How are you feeling today?
I knew there was something missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, useless.
Don't need him. Useless.
Don't need him. Nah.
God damn it.
So yeah, she meets Joey at the beach. You know, Joey says, you were my first real connection. You understand me. My fears, my insecurities. I feel like you get me to my core. Daisy says, it's crazy how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
You've come into my life for a reason. You've shown me how important it is to know my worth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest thing a lot of the women are hanging on to. Like Joey.
Yeah, like dating a guy like Joey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He set a standard for them where they're like, you're right, I do deserve this.
Yes. I think Michelle walked away the same. Similar.
Yes, Michelle did the same for her guys. Mm-hmm. Like the way he moved, it just reminded them like, yes, I can hold out. Like, he's the standard that I'm gonna continually measure up to. She says to him, I do love you, but the thing is, you're not gonna choose me.
Yep.
And he immediately just started crying.
I know. I know. His little lips started quivering. Oh my God. It was so sad.
It was sad. She said, the last couple of days, I realized that you're not my person. Mm-hmm. And I know that you know I'm not your person.
Yep.
And I know you want the best for me. So I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And just, I give her that respect because Joey should have cut her loose.
Yes. That should have happened. Yes.
That should have happened.
Yeah.
So for her to, in the realm of being in love with somebody who you know is not going to choose you, you see a future, he ain't painting it. And you are stuck with this love.
Yes.
What am I to do with this love?
Mm-hmm.
And then she has to muster the energy to walk away and break up and to do the hard thing that he didn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I had to give her respect for that.
It's not
easy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What I didn't like is how she inserted herself into Kelsey's like proposal.
The Kelsey thing. I get that.
I was like, y'all got to ride together in the car for what? Why do you have to ride together? This is so fucking annoying. But
production, they definitely were like, all right, let's get this little moment.
Oh God. But and then she had in a regular degular ass ponytail holder. I was like, girl, you couldn't wrap a string of hair around it.
They really set her up because her hair
she had like bad.
She had like a bubble, you know, she had her hair pulled back, but it wasn't smooth. She had a little hair bubble. And I'm like, why y'all got her out here looking like this? Why? She's heartbroken enough. God.
And they made up for it on AFR.
Kelsey looking like they did. She came looking fantastic.
Yeah.
But God, they had her looking regular.
Yeah.
So yeah, she says she does the job. She says what she has to say. Yep. She ends this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Joey says, you deserve nothing but the best. You know, I'll walk you out. And she says, I think it's something I should do on my own.
Oh my God.
And I love that little move too. I know you hate it. I love that little move too.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, I don't know if she's creating a moment. I don't know what it was, but I loved it. And yeah, they hug, you know, they're crying. She says, I'm pulling for you. She walks off. And then that's when we see that final moment of Joey.
And
crying.
You were right. You predicted it from before his season started.
That it was, well, not this, that the girl, did I say that?
No, you predicted that this moment was just the in-between.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. We never see the in-between. This always happens.
Mm-hmm.
The person breaks up and she goes walking away and they're left there crying. Like, always happens. We just never see it. We also usually see the guy walk her out. You know, yes. We've never seen him standing by himself crying. Usually he's crying at the SUV.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a bit different, yeah. Then we see, you know, Daisy walks off by herself. We see her and Kelsey hugging at the SUV.
A lot.
I thought that was cute.
Oh my God, no.
I loved it. Daisy saying, you know, I know your mom's going to be looking down on this moment. She's so proud of you. And it was, I thought it was a sweet moment. I thought it was, from an editing perspective, beautiful storytelling. They're trying to really lean into the feminism, sisterhood. These two women love each other. They ride for each other. It was nice capturing that little moment between the two of them, Daisy getting her little send off. And I feel like, to me, it felt like she was doing what was authentic to her. I could see how it could look like moves and it could look like a calculation or whatever. I feel like it was a woman trying to exit out of here as smoothly as she can on her own accord because he ain't gonna help. So she's gonna have to wield and deal and do what she has to do because he's not helping. He's standing there at the beach crying. So she's like, you know what, Kelsey, girl, your mom is looking out for it. Like she's trying to, you know, trying to get out of here without fucking going off on people and crying and going nuts. That would be the way I'd be going nuts.
Oh my God.
I'd be going nuts. You're sitting there again. I just keep saying it. This love that you can't do anything with it. And just because you leave doesn't mean it doesn't go anywhere. You're still in love with that dude. And you're watching this beautiful woman who you love get to live the life that you want.
You wanted to live. Yeah.
That you envision, that you see, but he doesn't see. And he never painted the picture because he hasn't seen it. That sucks. That so sucks.
Yeah, it's awful.
And then, yeah, in her little SUV, she gave her line, you know, if I could love the wrong person that much, imagine how much I could love the right person.
That's it. She's been practicing that for weeks.
Ain't that the truth, though? That's
She's
true.
She's been practicing that for a long time. And it worked on you. Look at you.
Just, it did.
I love it. I
did. I loved it. I really did. And that's what it is. That's the truth. You can... It happens to all of us. We fall in love with the wrong person, maybe the right person at that time, but ultimately not your person. And it feels so much sweeter when you find your person. And you're like, damn, this is what I've been chasing. This is
It's mutual.
It's mutual, right? This is this is the love that I knew I was capable of and feeling and all of that jazz. So yeah, that was Daisy. Then Kelsey comes down the beach. Joey's ecstatic.
Oh my God, he's so relieved.
He's so, he can't wait to say I love you. He can't wait to just get everything off his chest. Did not love this final suit that they
hated it. Hated it. It was giving Easter Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. And the St. Patrick's Day green ass tie they put him in. What the fuck was that? It was like a Kelly Green. Kelly Green, Forest Green type of tie. Why would you ever put him in that? So weird.
I would love to see, especially because they're at the beach, a linen.
A little linen suit would be cute. The Bachelor's so buttoned up because Paradise, they're usually, you know, in a little linen shirt. With
linen
little,
pants and flip-flops, yeah.
Yeah, it's very low-key, which I don't know why they can't do that, but I guess for branding purposes, Paradise is supposed to be more low-key.
Oh, right.
Bachelor, they got to be in the suit and gown type of thing.
You
saw when he walked off and Daisy left. First thing he did was take that jacket off.
That jacket off. And I know it was all wet. I know he was soaked under there.
Soaked.
Gross.
So gross. So, yeah. Kelsey comes down. Joey says, you know, I knew early on there was something different about you. There's nothing difficult about choosing you. I can't wait another minute to tell you I love you. You're my light. And then gets down on one knee and proposes. And yeah, just a beautiful, beautiful couple. Love
so
Kelsey.
Yes,
so cute. Love how he played this process. Loved how he just handled Kelsey and all of the women with care, because as I said, I as we both said from episode 3, it's been Kelsey or bust. I feel like he knew from weeks ago that she was the one.
Yeah.
And still handled all the other women with care and mm-hmm. still tried to get there with them and mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. moved in a way that was as authentic to him as he could be. Mm-hmm. And giving the process a sure shot, even though he knew already that he really loved that one.
Yeah.
And I think it's just wild to end the season and everybody's like, we love Joey. All the girls, no issues.
Everyone.
Like, that's not for nothing.
Oh my
that's
God. Not
usually
at
not
all.
It.
Yeah.
That's usually not it.
Yeah. Even Peter was mad at Rachel Lindsay for the way they broke
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was big mm-hmm. mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
ugh.
Yeah. Usually after the final rose, it's like a moment. There's a
confrontation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a, yeah, something going on. Not this time.
Nope.
All hunky-dory.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we go into after the final rose.
Yep.
You know, Joey comes out first. Then we have Joey and Daisy. Mm-hmm. And she looked incredible. I thought she
looked great.
I'm so thankful they redid a re-up this final moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love this dress.
Yeah.
Even her makeup made her face look different.
Yeah. Yeah. She looked really good.
Yeah.
The hair was really in a messy updo, but it mm-hmm. was a really nicely done.
It was nice. Yeah.
Messy updo. I thought the cutouts were really flattering for her body. I thought that color was so beautiful. That
color
like aubergine
beautiful.
Purple. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was gorgeous.
Yeah. And different for her because we usually see her in like pastels or a red.
Red. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, yep. I love that color.
Yep. And I thought, I was like, fuck, she's Bachelorette. When she came out in that dress, I was like, oh, no.
Yep. I said, damn it. God damn. She got on a Bachelorette dress. I'm looking at my mom like, fuck. Oh, God.
That's when I started reconciling. I was like, how am I going to get through this season? Okay. What do I like about Daisy? All
right. Right.
What do I
say? I really did put her out there looking like the Bachelorette. That was crazy. But yeah, Joey and Daisy sit on the couch. She's just, you know, I'm just so happy for the two of you. You guys are amazing. Congratulations. The host asks her, you know, when did you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's when she shared that was from the last rose ceremony. She just saw the way that Kelsey and Joey looked at each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's when she thought, wow, it's not me.
Yeah.
And what we watched was her trying to suppress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she met the family. She was feeling super anxious that whole time. And then they go to the spiritual date. And that's when she realized he couldn't picture a life past that day. Woo! Oh, God.
It's so harsh. You have to laugh.
It's so harsh. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. And then she tells him, as she said before, you know, you've changed my life. My mm-hmm. light was dimmed. You helped me, you know, light back up again.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like she got her groove back. And she's like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. If anything, I'll walk away just feeling like a back to being my best self.
Mm-hmm.
So Kelsey then, Daisy goes away. Kelsey comes Kelsey comes out.
Yep.
Looking gorgeous as always. I wish they put her in something else besides black.
Same.
Right?
I wish it was black with texture.
Okay.
Some kind of texture or even like a black leopard print or even like something, right?
Yeah.
Wow, so that would have been good. I also wish that she didn't have the same exact neckline as her good sis Daisy.
She did. That was lazy. That was lazy styling, in my opinion.
I
hated that. It was so wild, like seeing them later when the two of them are sitting
together. Yes!
Like, why have they got these two in the same motherfucking dress? Why'd they do that?
I don't. And it's a unique neckline. It's not like they're both in a spaghetti strap. Like,
no.
I didn't like that at all.
I hated that too. Let's see.
Oh, also, shout out to Kelsey. She got a new haircut. I really like this haircut. She got the little curtain bangs going. They look really good.
Oh, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was new hair. Yep. Yeah, she kind of recaps falling in love with him and Jasper. That's when she really mm-hmm. felt it. Particularly their date, which we said it before. When they get the normal, boring date where they just get to hang out.
Yeah.
That's the best date to get.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you really just get to talk. They probably talked more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He probably got to know Kelsey more than anybody else because they had that boring-ass date. And also the Vespa date in Spain, they kind of just rolled around
so
and then
boring.
Hung out. So boring.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're doing activities and all this shit, like, you don't really get to know the person. So she really lucked out with getting those,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure wasn't coincidental.
Not at all. No.
Very produced and manufactured, but sure. The way they kept flashing to her banging ass daddy in the damn crowd. Man, that man is fine.
He really is.
Yeah. That's a fine older man. Oh my God.
Woo. Oh my God. He still got his hair. It's still like, and it's a white. It's not gray.
No, it's white. Mm-hmm. Like Santa Claus white, but it's just. Yeah. Got a nice little fade too. He's got all his hair. He's got a great smile. He's just a good looking, handsome man.
Mm-hmm. Who is he dating in New Orleans?
I don't know.
New Orleans older ladies. Anybody listening? Have you dated Kelsey's dad?
I know. Is he in New Orleans? I know she lives in New Orleans. Was her whole family live in New Orleans?
I don't know. The whole I just assumed the hometown. I just assumed that that's where they lived.
I don't know. Somebody tell us, but I assume that she was living in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I feel like she said that. I didn't hear her say like my family in
That's
New Orleans.
That's true. And she has no accent. And that accent is for serious down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Either way, I want to know. I want to see the women from the woodwork.
Okay.
That man. I'm so curious. Whew. Let's see. Okay. So again, this is the wild moment. So the host asks her, how hard is it in the moment to be gushing about your feelings and your love for him and not hear anything back?
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey verbatim says it wasn't that hard.
No. Nope.
All the words he told me were so intentful.
Mm-hmm.
She knew.
And what I love that she said, which nobody has ever said, I think, in Bachelor history, his actions speak for themselves. You have room for action in this process. A lot of people say that you don't. And as visually, right, as we watch the show, we think that there's not as well.
Mm-hmm.
There is. Mm. There is room for action. You can have proof. There's proof now.
And
you can have intention with your words.
Yeah.
You don't have to throw them around.
Exactly. That's the biggest learning lesson from Joey and Joey's season. You can be careful with your words and still get through this process.
Mm-hmm.
And give the women whatever validation they need to move week by week.
Yeah.
That isn't, I love you, and rushing to say the things because you feel like you're panicking because you don't want them to go or you don't want them to.
Right.
The way that Joey could have been thrown around, I love you, I'm falling for
God.
You, and all
with
that.
With
these girls and with him, because he was so fearful of like them not choosing him.
Oh,
out of fear, he could have been like, I'm falling for you, Daisy. He could have said it so much earlier just so she didn't leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I thought you were going to say good looking, because I think that has a lot to do with this too.
Oh, wait, what do you mean?
Joey's a very good looking man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's very confident in himself.
Yeah.
And we all have seen the video. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But not everybody's blessed the same way Joey is.
No, not everybody. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we then learn, you know, they're moving to New Orleans and then to New York this summer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then they get this free trip to Jasper.
Love it.
Canada. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Then the Bachelorette announcement, which they just dragged this out.
They said, we got to fill 15 minutes.
Oh,
okay.
My God. Yeah. Jesus Christ. So they bring Daisy back out.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they brought her out, I knew it wasn't her.
I was like, oh, really?
That's when I knew that it wasn't her.
Really?
Because even the way that Jesse like teed it up, he's like, what did he say? Damn, I wish I wrote it. He was like, is it Daisy? Let's bring her out.
Oh.
He kind of said in a question, not, it's Daisy.
Yeah.
Like, is it Daisy? And I was like, oh, she's coming to tell us she's not doing it or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were better than everybody else. Bachelor Jada immediately was like, meet your new bachelorette.
My God.
It's gross. Like, damn, Suzanne.
Oh, God, moving quick.
Yeah.
So yeah, she came out, and I don't know if you caught this, like, very quick close-up that they did on Rachel in the audience.
Abso-fucking-lutely I did.
Okay.
She was talking shit.
She was talking
she was talking cash, money, shit to whoever was there. I think it was like her sister or something. Oh, no, Leia. Leia was next to her.
They flashed to Leia a couple times, too. Yes. Also talking some cash shit through the whole reunion. Woo, them girls is eating popcorn and talking dirty money on Daisy or Kelsey. I don't know who.
I think it was Daisy.
I think it's Daisy,
I think it
too.
Was Daisy. I think they were like, they're going to have this Republican bitch up here saying all this bullshit again. This Christmas tree ass bitch.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Was it so quick, but you saw it. I'm like, oh, shit. No, I love God.
It. It was like the Oscars when they panned to like who didn't win.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was a very shady moment. Oh, my God. So anyways, Daisy comes out, says, you know, it's been a year anniversary of her cochlear implant. Mm-hmm. This process has been really hard for her. She's healthy and happy, and she mm-hmm. hasn't had those things in a very long time. So, no, she is not ready to be a bachelorette.
Love this answer. You know what, too?
That was perfect.
Because she's happy and healthy, she can't be the lead. Because we all have seen these music videos, and we all clown you, girl.
Yeah.
And you need happiness and health.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm glad she did put it like that. Because you would think mm-hmm. those are the reasons to be it. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm over, you know, I'm healed. I'm ready. And she said, actually, I'm going to not do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to protect this happiness and health and go that way. So yeah, then they drag Kelsey out. So I'm like, they really just drag this shit out.
Yeah.
And they have this cute little moment, the two of them talking about how they're, you know, both beautiful and amazing. And those two things can be true and it's not about a competition and blah, blah, blah. And then when we come back from commercial, we see mm-hmm. Charity on stage.
Mm-hmm. Great dress.
Great dress. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, going to announce the next bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
And out comes Jen.
Jen. Oh, my God.
Gagged.
So I was like, what? I didn't believe it. First of all, I was still checking the Daisy said no. I was like, did I hear that right? Did I hear that right? Yeah. I don't have to justify this for 3 months. Right. I'll be good. I'm sure.
Oh, God.
And then Jen came out. I was like, what? And then I thought, damn, we lost another healthcare professional. But that's okay.
I know. Lost her to reality TV and Instagram fame. Fuck. Yep,
we also ICU nurse.
Yep.
And a PT student. I was like, God fuck. Damn it.
I know. Did she finish her degree? Did
I don't think so.
Get her degree. Girl. So. Oh my God.
I was like, no. And women of color too. I was like, we need
I
them.
I know. We need you, girl. God, we need you. But anyway, she looked gorgeous.
She did. She did.
Love this purple dress she had on. Thought that looked beautiful on her. Her hair is so long and luscious.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I never noticed how long her hair was,
Me
I think.
Neither. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
But yeah, everybody was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody saw this coming at all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she was really cute. She seemed nervous. She seemed a little scripted.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Jesse asks her, what are you looking for? They gave her this joke that did not land.
Oh, my God, at all.
I'm looking for someone with a really big personality.
Nope.
Yeah, and you could just hear the crickets. You could hear the distant womp, womp, womp. Like, no laugh. It just didn't land. But, yeah, she's, you know, hoping to find her person.
Mm-hmm.
Want to have fun. Looking for her perfect match. The best part was when she spoke about being the first Asian bachelorette.
Yeah, yeah.
That felt the most authentic, coming straight from her soul, not reading off a teleprompter or whatever the hell they were trying to make her say. And yeah, she just talked about how important the representation is, how being the main character, how important that is. And it was very well said, talking about how Asian women or Asian people in general on media are generally the side character. They're generally the supporting character. They're the homegirl. They're the friend. They're the laughing stock or whatever. But to be the main character, she just never saw that on TV. And she's happy to fill that role and to be that inspiration for others.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. I loved her from when they tagged.
I was when they just going to bring
messed
that
up. Yup, girl. When they tagged
switched her with Leia, I think.
With Leia on Instagram, Bachelor Nation Instagram, they mistagged them, and she came forward with a very well said Instagram story reel, talking about how fucked up it is. One, but how The way she put it was like, it's because
Asian people aren't individual, right?
Yes. They don't care to get to know us.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, that young lady saying that in that way, mm-hmm. I appreciated it. I hadn't heard it in that way. Like mm-hmm. on a, she has a huge platform on her, a platform to say it like that. So
mm-hmm.
I think she's, to be the first of something.
Yeah.
Is not an easy role.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've talked about it before. Matt James was the first Black Bachelor.
Oh, Jesus.
Not sure he was prepared to be in that role.
He wasn't ready. Yeah.
Wasn't ready. Bachelor Nation at the time and production at the time also wasn't ready.
Nope.
Because mm-mm. they didn't really give him many moments at all to talk about what it was to be the first Black. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of edited that shit out and tried to pretend like he wasn't Black. So I'm feeling hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
I will let the Asians of Bachelor Nation be mm-hmm. the real judge and mm-hmm. how y'all feel. Mm-hmm. But I feel hopeful with this young lady in filling this role.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hoping for the best for her because this place is mm-hmm. rough. This is the ghetto for us who are not white.
Yeah.
So, and we already see the hate. We already see it.
Oh my God. Online. Rampant.
Just rampant.
The hate people is just crazy.
And people just missing the point. Like, we love Maria. Yes, we wanted Maria, blah, zay, blah. But people just not really understanding what real diversity inclusion looks like. Sometimes it is stepping over the mm-hmm. obvious white choice mm-hmm. and choosing somebody else to give them a chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm hopeful for Jen.
Me too.
I just want to see her personality,
because I think with that joke, they were trying to make her Maria.
Ugh, they're trying to make her like witty and like sassy.
So funny. So fun. So confident. So mm-hmm. sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the shots. Like, I just love taking shots.
I was so
girl,
dumb.
You a PT student? No, you don't.
<I'm so stupid. laughs>
What are you talking about? Oh my God.
Oh God.
Yeah. And I, for that, like, that made me upset. And I hope we get to see her the same. And it almost made me wish it could be somebody with a more defined personality and an even more defined positive story, like Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Remember the Asian girl who works in radio chemistry or something?
Yeah.
Like, she has such a defined, like, she's mm-hmm. just such a defined personality. And I feel like they're trying to put Jen in this personality.
Yeah.
Also, Jesse, the host, you're supposed to make her feel comfortable. We're on live fucking TV, okay? We already saw how bad that went with Hannah B. It was terrible. She can't read. She couldn't talk. She couldn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like she wasn't, I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
I think it was such a last minute decision. I think that's what it was.
That's true. That yes. Wasn't, oh yeah. Everybody said no that day.
Yeah. Everyone said no that day.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And she just got used to, you know, she's still getting used to the idea of she's now the Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm,
clearly
mm-hmm.
not a lot of media training mm-hmm, yet. Mm-hmm. She's literally just learned this a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
And I just want them to leave her alone. Just let her do her personality the way that she wants to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't try to spoon feed us this like fun,
shot
o'clock type of girl. I don't want to know that Jen.
Is that Jen?
I'm questioning. Jen?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And on Joey's season, we just watched her kind of catch up. And so now she's the lead. So she doesn't need to catch up to anybody.
Yeah.
She has a lively TikTok, right? We can look through her TikTok and see.
I have no idea.
Little get ready with me's and stuff. I think
maybe.
So.
Maybe. Yeah. I would think so. Yeah. What makes me nervous about someone this young as well is producer control.
Oh my God. Yeah. Because the confidence is not.
The confidence
it's just
is
not where it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Like, to lead a show. Yeah.
Yeah. And to just move the way that you want a motherfucker
want to.
Move.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which that would have been their tough. That would have been their tough thing with Maria.
Oh, my God. We would have gotten so much behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Of her cursing them out in the sense.
That would have been, I feel like that was almost like their bittersweet with Maria. Like, we want her, we see the money, but fuck, we're not going to be able to control her in the way that we wish we could.
Yeah.
And I think with Jen, and with someone this young,
mm-hmm.
they're not so steeped in their confidence in a way that like Claire, 41-year-old Claire was.
Oh my God.
Where you couldn't tell her nothing. You couldn't tell her shit. She wasn't going to show up for no date. She wants to go fuck around with Dale. Like,
Jesus Christ.
That's the downside for us as viewers with the lead. I want to see the manhandling. Manhandling that I don't really want to see.
Especially from a first, right?
Especially from a first. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Jen, stand up to these people. Don't let them tell you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really hope so. Stand your ground, girl. Do
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Rewatch Claire's season. She did her.
Please. Yes, she did her. She did not have a baby with that man, but she has a family now.
She, yep. It worked out all okay in the end. So, and then, yeah, they end on the weirdest moment ever. The host points out Maria.
Oh, like, my
Maria,
God.
How's it go? Tell us what you think.
The validation that they wanted from Maria.
Yeah.
Hate it. Already hate it.
Yeah. That was so odd. That was so odd.
No. I feel like, you know who got the best version of that was Becca. When all six of the final six
came on the stage with her.
Yeah. And they all loved it. They also all hated Ari.
Yes. Yes. And what they did to Becca, what he did to Becca.
Yeah.
Yeah. This like last stitch. Maria, give us your blessing. It was almost like it was them fully acknowledging that she was like the lead of Bachelor Nation. People wanted her as the Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just like honoring Jen's moment. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're so excited for Jen. I would have been even fine if they leaned into, we're making history here. And
absolutely.
Like,
put John up there.
Right.
Whoever.
Patting themselves on the back for what they're doing and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I would take that. Mm-hmm. Let's big her up. Let's get us excited. Let's show the nation how important this is.
Exactly.
Why we made this decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
But ending on Maria giving her seal
on
of approval.
On white validation.
I hate it. It was so unnecessary and very weird.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the episode, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for next season. First
Me too.
First black. First
God, I'm out here still like Kelsey T. Why wasn't it Kelsey T?
Rachel. What's Rachel gotta say?
I'm very excited to watch Jen. I'm excited just for any innovation in this franchise.
It's for real. We have been at, I think we asked this to Jazzy.
Yes, we did. Yes. And we definitely did. That episode is out today as we record.
Yes.
Yesterday, actually. It's out yesterday. When we're going to see the first Asian lead. And here we are. I'm excited for this. I'm excited for innovation. I'm excited to see any bit of progress, any step forwards for this franchise, because we always know we get a couple steps back at some point.
Yes.
It's going to come at some point. So I'm going to just be happy for these steps forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for this young lady, and this nation needs to be kind to her.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. I want the voices of support for Jen. I want us to be louder than the voices of hate and racism within this franchise. We already know it's loud. We need to drown that shit out. And I'm speaking to the people who are Maria stans, who really wanted Maria.
Yeah. Maria apologists.
The Maria apologists.
Yeah.
Just know she will be fine. Let's big up Jen.
You can still
her
watch
her.
Yeah.
You can, thank you.
She wants all of your eyeballs, okay?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
keep watching her.
Please.
She's fine. Yeah.
Please. Let's support this young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, friend. My question was, how do you know when your woman's intuition is speaking the truth and it's not just anxiety trying to sabotage your life? What I learned, that's tough. That's a really tough distinction.
Oh,
I feel
my
like
God.
To make. Right?
They feel the same.
They feel the same. Mm-hmm. How do you determine what is plain old anxiety versus like your woman's gut telling you something? And what I feel like I learned from Daisy, I think she did a really good job towards the end just listening to Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out of her head and really listening. In the moments with Joey, being present and hearing what the fuck he is saying and not saying to her. He told her everything by not saying much. And I think that she paid attention to that and that validated that gut feeling. She knew it wasn't just her anxiety and her mind making shit up, because she was really paying attention to Joey.
Yeah.
And him not saying the things, she heard that mm-hmm. by just listening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah. that's my takeaway. But it's hard. Baby. It's really tough.
Oh, so hard, yeah.
What do you think? How do you...
You know what, too, that I just clowned her for this, but this is with Kelsey and not with Joey. She went first every time. And that takes Daisy. A lot of bravery. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She had to step up and go first and then get rejected.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot. That takes mm-hmm. just a lot of... especially when you are nervous that you're not the one
yeah.
to go first still, because that's just your role. Because you have to. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. so hard.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then to leave with Grace, we both plotted scenarios where we would leave in a much different way.
Disgruntled way. For him to drag me down to this beach to tell me that he ain't going to choose me and I already known for days. The way I would have blown up on Joey. Like, oh the gosh. Heck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that takes a lot.
That takes a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm. But let us know what you guys think, because mm-hmm. this is hard.
Yeah.
How do you decipher between anxiety and your mind trying to sabotage you mm-hmm. and your woman's gut, your gut feeling, your intuition? Like, what are the clear markers of yes. that distinction?
I would love to know, because the brain and the gut are connected, right? That's why we take probiotics, mm-hmm. whatever. I would love to know why those feel the same, because they're both defense mechanisms. Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah. I would love to know why they feel the same. Is yes. that why? Because they're both defense mechanisms? Is it they're a primal thing?
Yeah. They're both self-protective, like mm-hmm. coping things that mm-hmm. your body and your mind just like snap into gear yes. when you feel threat.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's like such a thin line. Why do they feel the same? It's mm-hmm. a good question. Yeah. So let us know, guys.
Yeah.
And it's been a wonderful season.
Oh, this man.
It's been fun.
Thanks, Joey.
Thank you, Joey.
I never thought I'd be too so thankful for two white men in a row. This is crazy.
Oh my god. Wait, two? Who's the other one?
Gary. Jerry
Gary.
Oh,
Gary. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, it was great.
He was great. He really was. But yeah, great season. Mm-hmm. I really hope production just learned. I just hope they were just sitting in Reddit, yeah. sitting on Twitter, just paying attention to the viewers yeah. and what we want. Paying attention to how we received Joey and why we received him so well. The whole cut from a woman and all the things we were saying, it's because of the way he treated these women, the way he handled them, that he handled them with care. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to see from a lead moving forward. Not the way that we saw Peter and Clayton, all the rest of them treat these
and
women.
And Katie.
Katie.
Remember how badly Katie treated like Justin when he came in second, broke up with him under a tree in the middle of the day?
Yeah.
She was wild.
Yeah.
Stringing Greg all over the place. She was crazy.
Katie was wild. Claire was wild. Like,
but it was very interesting.
It was everything, But still, we need people who are like emotionally mature. Mm-hmm. That's what Joey was. He was mature. I never, and correct me if I'm wrong, people, if you all have other examples of this. I don't think I said once this season that, like, oh, Joey, he's just not mature enough for this.
Oh,
he's just not
never.
Right. Never. He seems like a 27, 28-year-old, almost more mature than the most of the 27, 28-year-olds I know, actually.
Yeah.
And that was really nice. Mm-hmm. That was nice to see, you know?
Yep.
This has been fun, y'all. Rate, mm-hmm. review, subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Join the Rose Garden on Patreon for more.
Yep.
Find us on Instagram, TikTok. We will be back next week.
Sure will.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.